Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
Yes, welcome back to the minis. It's been a while, it's been a minute. Darcy Donk, how are you, bud?
I'm good, Dylan. Love the minis.
It's been a big week,
hasn't it?
What am I eating right now?
I'm pretty good. Sorry, I didn't know you were talking to me. You just took a...
I wasn't. I said, what am I eating right now?
Oh, shit. Well, he's taking in a bite into his apple.
Red apple.
Royal Gala, Pink Lady, what are you...
Oh, I think it's Pink Lady. I took the sticker off. I don't know where it went.
It is a Pink Lady.
But I have been really enjoying apples of late. We did the top threes maybe six to...
I think that was our first top three.
It was ages ago. And I didn't give the apple enough credit. It's one of those things that I never buy them and I never sort them out. But when they're in front of me and I have one, I go, you know what? That was freaking yummy and I wish I had more.
You can't appreciate an apple, can you?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Yeah. It's a... Pink Lady.
Yeah, Pink Lady. There you go.
Top tier apple.
There it is. Mate, how are you, Will? You well?
Yeah, doing very well, Dylan. Doing very well. It's been a good week so far.
What's been happening in your week, Will?
What's been happening? It's been so good.
Just been grinding away, man. Yeah. I'm getting shit done.
Like what?
Tell us.
Well, obviously, the rest of this podcast. Kicking that into gear for footy season. Footy season nearly starting. Wattle Park Animals. Played a practice match.
Don't so you're playing for a team called the Wattle Park Animals.
Yes,
and you can interesting name.
What's your mascot like?
What is just an, it's they change like, each week.
It's like a Tassie Devils sort of mascot.
So you're the Tassie
the
Devils,
animals, though. Is a it's yeah. a, it's just interesting.
Yeah, it is a bit interesting.
What's the name of a team? Like you think of the Tassie Devils just came out and all those sort of things. What would you use as the team name?
Or
like it's hard because a lot of them are taken, right? There's no, I'll tell you what there isn't in AFL that are still quite good. There's no Sharks.
No Sharks.
Sharks, yep.
Sharks isn't bad. I reckon the Gold Coast back in the day were going to be the Gold Coast Sharks, then the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah.
Suns. Suns is a weird one, isn't it?
It is weird. But you just, you realise it just doesn't really like matter after it. And then you look at the GWS Giants, like that was one where it was like, yeah, we didn't have a giant. Mm. It's quite American in a sense, but.
When you think of a Fremantle Docker.
Yeah, do you know why that is?
Is it the people that used to work on the docks?
Well, they're near the docks. Yeah. The dockers.
Weird.
I was thinking one that I is a little bit weird and I don't think it would work, but like the dinosaurs.
The dinos.
Do you reckon that would work or not?
T-Rexes.
No, I don't think that would work.
What about like the Vikings?
The Vikings? I feel like it's a little bit American as well.
The Mustangs?
That's Stains? Completely that American.
Falcons?
That's. I feel like that's American again.
I'm just listing.
No, I know. You're just listing NFL teams. Let us know, guys, if you have one that's like, you know, that you're ticking off and thinking that could be good. Because I do love finding a local team and you go, yeah, it's good. They haven't just copied, you know, the... Because you play for... What do you play for? The West Geelong Giants?
Yeah, Geelong West Giants was my old club.
And they wear the Giants jumpers. So it's like, I'd love to know of any other teams that are a bit... Different to
the
that,
emus. What yes. about the emus?
Don't know about the emus. I don't. You know the Buffalo Bills. I know it's an American again, it's American. But it's a bit
I like
weird.
Panthers is a bit weird. The Duda Stars. They're a very left of field team.
I think they're the Stars. Yeah. So I don't mind that as well. I like that. The Houston Texans is good. Green Bay Packers. Like, what's a Packer?
What is a Packer?
Yeah. What is a Packer?
I don't know.
Anyone know anything about the American football?
Yeah. Well, we're just looking at the teams
this is
now.
Thrilling.
The
content.
Dolphins.
This is good content.
The Dolphins, the Buccaneers.
Do you reckon the Southport Sharks should become an AFL club? to make the 20th AFL club. Because they're going to have to even out the competition
they
eventually.
Will at some stage. Where do you reckon it will be?
Well, there's talk about Northern Territory, but do you go again in Queensland?
What's going better, do you think, like out of the international, like the states, Queensland or Sydney? Because you'd probably go another... I don't think you'd go another team in Perth because there's like two teams already. Yeah. Adelaide, there's two teams already. Sydney, Brisbane and Gold Coast.
Sydney's going well.
Sydney, but where would you put them? Northern Beaches?
I don't know. You're the Sydney guy.
That's what I mean. I think you nearly need to do maybe another team in Melbourne.
What if you had two down in Tassie?
Jeez.
Oh, but Tassie's like... They're Tasmania.
That's they're named after no, the state. They've really fucked that. Because you can't...
So
like,
you can't go no home. Launceston.
There's no room for ever a team again.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe, a bit off topic there, but that's what happens here on the minis.
Maybe you go New Zealand or Rottnest Island. Get real...
The Quokkas.
Yeah, the Quokkas.
What about the Hamilton Island Islanders?
Oh, now we're cooking. Yeah. We're gutsy, Dylan. I love this. This is good.
You know one place I'd love to go in Australia?
Where's that?
Like, genuinely love to go. Yeah. I'm stalling a bit here because I've sort of forgotten the name.
Kangaroo Island.
That's one place I'd love to go. But this is a place that's in... it's the Kimberleys.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the WA Kimberleys. And Northern Territory, top left of Australia. That's one place I would... in the next 2 years, I'll be there.
We did our year 10 school camp out that way.
Jesus. Yeah, what were you doing down there at bloody Upway?
I think it was three buses.
Sorry, do you know where the Kimberleys is?
Yeah.
Where?
Out in Alice Springs, like at
Northern Territory. I thought you were saying you caught a bus there from Victoria.
No,
sorry.
It was like a
you flew there, then you got a bus.
No, it was like a 2 week school camp and we drove there.
What?
Gee whiz.
Mate, the Kimberleys is in the road top left up. Of Australia.
I'm starting to think we didn't go to the Kimberleys.
I don't know if you went to the Kimberleys.
We went to Uluru though. And we definitely did that because I did.
You could do that. You could definitely. I'm just trying to work out where
the Kimberleys.
Kimberleys.
Western
Kimberleys.
Australia. I don't think we went to.
I don't think you went to the Kimberleys, man. Kimberleys is like top left Australia.
We walked there, man.
I don't think you could catch a bus there, Brent. It's like literally.
Nah, man, we walked there.
Oh, Darcy's school walked to the Kimberleys on a school camp.
With our backpacks.
That's
on
pretty impressive. So that's the place I'd go. Where would you want to go in Australia?
I do want to go to Rottnest Island and South Quokkas.
So far off.
Mate, so far off.
Well, Darcy now wants to go to the Kimberleys as well.
I'm trying to work out where you went. Where did you go?
I don't know. We went to Alice Springs.
Alice Springs from
which
all reports.
In the middle of Australia.
Is bloody beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say the Uluru. Uluru is beautiful.
Yeah.
And like the surrounding towns.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I went. Year 9. Not the same trip as...
Did you get a bus?
You didn't walk there, did you?
No, we flew. We flew into Alice Springs and then we got a bus all the way back to Victoria. But while we were busing back, we were camping.
Jesus, that's... What, these bloody... Like, I was lucky enough to go to a private school. We never did anything like that.
Yeah, it's life experience, man.
That was... Yeah, I went to a private school and that was our trip.
Oh, okay, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, Darcy, on his school, he walked to the
he
Kimberleys.
Kimberleys.
From Upway, in Ferntree Gully. He walked from Ferntree Gully to the Kimberleys on the other side of Australia, across, which is really impressive when you think about it.
Yeah, it only took like a week.
That's even more impressive
Lots
in itself.
Lots of teachings in that one.
Where the fuck is the Kimberleys?
I can't find it.
Where
is the Kimberleys? Anyway. Hey, just some little boring things off note because I was actually having a bit of fun there with the Kimberleys.
Good geography chat. Yeah.
Gather around next week on the notice board. We are leaving on Tuesday. We're catching the bus.
It's going to be good.
You excited?
It's going to be fun. I'm so stoked. It's what? Going to be 10, 12 hours on a bus with you legends? myself included?
Yeah.
That's us.
What are we going to do on this bus?
I think the first hour is going to be funny, and then after that, it's not going to be funny at all.
AirPods in.
I'll be praying for every 2 hour stop that we.
So we've got the Rezzies, us. We've got Tim and Liam from Bay Juice, who are
funny.
Fucked. if you've heard their show, they do not switch off, and I'm a chance to put one of them through the back window off the bus.
They
actually are paying for it as well, so it would be weird if I did that. But
bold strategy.
Yeah, we're excited, to be honest, and we're getting up there. We're staying at Will's house, who we haven't actually met other Will yet.
Yeah.
Will Swale, he's got a couple of nicknames.
I was going to say, we're going to be careful with what nickname we drop.
He's not happy
minis.
With one of them. He said if we call him again publicly, he'll leave.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. It's
and just, I'm happy to do that, but maybe after next week.
Yeah, after next week.
Yeah.
We got an up there staying at his place in Southern Adelaide. And then anyway, we've got a few things planned. We're doing some stuff with Port Adelaide. We've got Travis Boak on the pod. We've got Tex Walker on the pod. We've got the live show on Wednesday night, which we're genuinely excited about. It was sold out, which it technically, I don't know why this happens, to be completely honest. They leave 10 tickets aside for contingency, which means, like, you know, for good reason, if someone is coming that needs different access to the shows, they can remove seats and make sure that there's time. So I think that that now has hit a point where those tickets are actually going back on sale. So there will be 10 tickets, as like there should be, if you're listening to this ASAP, there should be another 10 tickets online that are available.
Jay, where's double booked almost? Yeah.
Do you get nervous about that show? Because it's like 350, 400 people.
It's pretty crazy.
Or you just getting a bit nervous.
Can't believe they're not heading to the boxing.
Wait, you're doing stuff as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm shitting my pants.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be opening
for that.
What
are you thinking? We're opening. What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know, but we definitely can't like bust out like a chalky milk gag or anything because that just won't fly.
What do you mean?
In front of 400 people, we need to be funny. We need to be on our
It's sort of win-win for me, right?
Because yeah.
If you guys go out and you set it alight, the crowd's wrapped, they're going to be in a good mood. And even if it's a little bit downhill, they're like, oh, well, at least the start was good.
Yeah.
But if you go out there and you're so shit,
they will be begging for you to come out.
They'll be like, just get these guys off stage and let the big fella come out.
Let's get the deal out here.
I think for me, don't stress. It's either or is a good option.
Oh, thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, if that makes you feel any better.
It's a lot of weight off my shoulders now.
Just on that as well, we're featuring the Rezzies, Kick It Forward doing a segment, Life of Brian with Brian and Harrison Taylor, and Zach Butters will be joining us on stage as well.
Zach Butters.
Good show, which we're really, really excited about. On Gather Round as well, we're doing a Run Clubby Run Club on Friday, 7:15 a.m.
For a 7:30 kickoff.
There'll be coffees and breakfast post back where we finished. Lululemon are partnering with us on that, and they are putting a mountain of work into this. And yeah, we cannot thank Lululemon enough for everything they're doing. We're meeting Darce at Lululemon Rundle Mall. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe look it up while I'm talking. But yeah, I'm 99.9% sure that's what
I believe you are correct.
It's fucking internet in here, so...
Yeah, sorry about that. We're meeting there 7... Get there at 7 a.m. Get there at 7:15. Meet us there. Coffee and some breakfast after. And then I think the store's open as well if you want to check out some kits. But
yep.
First five people there get a massage from Moth.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
We should get there at 6.
Yeah.
I might go get my calves done.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to put it on the mini, but he said to me in person, he said, if you get there early, I'll give you a massage.
That's really nice of him.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this, head to the Run Clubby Instagram.
Yep.
Head to the bio.
At
Run Clubby. Jump in the bio and register.
Register because that actually helps us know how many coffees to make.
Yep.
And how many things to have. So
you don't want
to
miss out.
You want to miss out, which would be really, really fun day and good way to do that. I'm actually flying home that night. I'm missing the actual gather round because it's Max's birthday on Saturday.
Max is one
on Saturday.
Holy shit. One.
So, going home on Friday arvo after that.
What do you got planned for Max's
heaps. We're doing a brekkie with the fam and then he has to go home and have a nap and then we're going to go to the zoo.
Kick-ons at the zoo,
which I'm really excited about. I know he won't really know what's going on at the zoo, but I think it's just going to be
awesome.
But
you're excited for
the
zoo?
I'm so excited.
What are you going to see? Meerkats?
The giraffes.
It's going to be interesting, right? Because like he picks up the weirdest things.
We've already done top three animals, haven't we?
Here we have. I'd go see giraffes, elephants, and...
Rhinos.
Rhinos, I think it was. But yeah, I'm pumped for it. It's a beautiful time. Really excited. Really, really excited, man. I really do love him.
Have we got Max a birthday present yet?
I think we have.
Oh,
we definitely have.
Yes.
And if we have it...
Get the fuck
what the
out,
fuck,
man.
Oh,
my fucking God. I'm leaving.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
Shit. Oh,
wow.
Fucking hell.
Willie.
and he's not talking about
this
me.
This is two times you.
Yeah, two times you.
Will Taylor.
Yes.
That's your name.
That's
Tails.
My name. Tails.
Swales.
Legend.
Moving on. So I was saying we've fucking got one Will here. Darcy and Will, our new friend Will, has just entered the studio for the first time. He's told me he's actually a little bit nervous.
Yeah, cat's got my tongue.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Dylan. Oh, what the hell?
Hey, Dylan. Yeah, man. Mate, put the mic near your mouth.
Cool.
How you going, man?
Great. Just been out to Heidelberg. Check out our 3PL.
So, Will, without like going for 15 minutes, tell us about you.
You know, I kind of rabble when I talk.
Like, we need to call him Rabbles because he just really writes a novel each time he talks. But tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, and how we met, and what you're doing here now. And it's an honour to bloody have him, isn't it?
Bloody is. Yeah. And tell us your favourite pizza flavour.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking say margarita.
No, I actually did listen to this on the way. My drive over. I'll provide some context. So my name is Will. So we've got two Wills on the pod right now. So for those listening at home without any visual cue, pretty confusing. So I'm already going on to talk shit. Will from Adelaide. I've actually been working with Dil and Sean for the last few months on some clothing manufacturing, which has been really fun. Dil was hassling me about coming over. And long story short, here I am working for Producey.
Yes, incredible. I will give context. He's a very humble man as well. So Will has an incredible, still a part of an incredible business. And I'm sure all of our listeners would know this, ORTC.
Oh, yes.
Which you've copped some stuff from before. Absolutely. I know I'm a big fan of what they do. And I'd say nearly without, if you haven't heard of it, it's a brand similar to like an Assembly Labor or a Country Road. Would you say, Will?
Yeah, definitely. They're great inspirations.
Yeah. Great inspiration.
Yeah.
And yourself and Charlie have built an incredible business over the last...
8 years almost.
8 years, yeah, fucking hell. So you built it out of school. It's a huge business. We've been working together because you're helping us with what we're doing with Clubby Sports and our sportswear and all those bits and pieces. And, yeah, been lucky enough, timing's aligned that you met a beautiful girl over here in Melbourne.
I did.
Opportunities... Chloe. You know, you were looking to do something different and Will's now working with us, which it feels like it's been a year already. It's only been 2 weeks, but we are genuinely, and I know I joked before about having you, we are very excited to have you, mate. You've already had a massive, massive impact on everyone here.
Thank you, mate. Absolutely. No, it's been, thanks, Will.
No, you're right.
Not really ready with the cues yet, but it's really exciting. Everyone's been so welcoming. I've been made to feel very, very welcome. We had a nice little induction Friday night at the Rising Sun, which... Oh,
we had a few beers. We had a few beers with random crew, wasn't it? Like we had a golf crew that we were having a couple beers with, and then all of a sudden, one of my former teammates and great friends rocked up, Jeffrey Garlett.
Oh, superstar.
Jeffrey Garlett. Mate, and former Melbourne. I know you're a big Demon supporter. Mate, he's a star. Great guy. He's in Melbourne at the moment. He's actually working with Andrew Walker's awesome business called A to B, which is dominating as well at the moment. So it's good to catch up with him. But back to the point, Will, obviously joined the business. He's got so many skills. He's going to be helping us, sort of leading our production with Sean. So obviously he's got great expertise in that. And it's actually quite cool of what we've unlocked. And I think I've been quite sort of, I'll be honest with it now, like what we've been doing is we've had the Clubby Sports Sports Network. And then alongside of that, we've also wanted to have our like Clubby Sports Wear. And there's been a part where, you know, we still want to have the merchandise for the shows, but we're also really keen to create something new and special that's a little bit different to what we've been doing and more of like a brand somewhat like a, you know, like a Sporty and Rich or something like that that's just, you know, athletic leisure wear that's, you know, hoodies, tees, but really, you know, with Sean's design and all those bits and pieces. So excitingly, yeah, something that's, we won't talk too much about it now, but sort of breaking the two apart, keeping them under the same banner, but... really excited to break into that e-com space. And then obviously with More Greens Golf as well, that's something that we're really going to be picking up in the next little bit and, you know, doing the resi stuff, which comes out of Clubby Sports. But yeah, it'll all make sense, which is really exciting.
Stay tuned. Mid-May, we'll be dropping it.
So. Mid-May. Yeah, mid-May.
Beautiful.
It's got the fire in the belly for me.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. And I think it should bring the community together even closer.
Mm. Who's your favourite and least favourite in the office so far?
Everyone loves Moff.
Yeah.
But you don't. Wow.
But do you that love Moff?
No, he's my number one. No. Wow. No, how could you not? So Moff's number one.
Moff and I are back on. The Freddie game stuff. We put it behind us.
Put it to bed.
And least favourite?
That'd be you, Dylan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stiff.
Pretty common answer, I feel.
Stiff, nah. But hey, I love you. You're lives telltale, so.
Thank you.
We're kicking.
Yeah. That's exciting, mate. Hey, we were talking a bit about Gathering before, obviously. The podcast we've got lined up. Homecoming for you. We're going back to Aldinga.
Aldinga, yep. Got Aldinga. lovely place down there to stay with the crew.
So we're staying a little bit out of town, but
yeah, where is that?
God's Country. So down by the ocean, about
McLaren Vale.
Yeah, McLaren Vale, just under an hour from Adelaide.
Do you reckon we have to do taste testing? Isn't that the rule when you go in there? You have to drink the wine.
We can. You wouldn't like that though.
I hate that. Don't make me taste the beers.
No beers in Adelaide. Hey, let's jump into the exciting stuff. Before we do, actually, Easter plans. What's everyone doing for Easter?
I'm going back to Geelong. See family, see friends, catch up with old mates.
Yeah. Is it 4 days?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Paid leave.
I don't like that.
What about you, Dylan?
You guys aren't working?
No, we're doing the bonus days.
Yeah, remember? I thought we were doing bonus days.
Oh, yeah. We're doing bonus days?
Yeah.
Well, I'll drop all my plans then. Sure. I'm back here.
Just come back to work.
Good.
For me, I'm going down to the peninsula with my family. So Juz, Max, my sister Jess, her husband Charlie, and their two kids, and my mum. And Dad will be down there a bit as well. So, yeah, it'll be good to get away.
Beautiful. What about you, Will?
I'm actually heading to the other peninsula, Bellarine Peninsula. Is that right?
Bellarine.
Oh, you're heading down my way.
So we're driving through Geelong. Won't be stopping.
Where are you heading?
Point Lonsdale.
Yeah, why do you hang out with Will?
Point Lonnie's and a his great family.
We spend plenty of time together here.
I'll be down Point Lonnie way. If Will's going to be down there.
Is it the Point Lonsdale pub's pretty good at
There's
the
no pub.
Yeah. Well, Point Lonnie's
Port Arlington pub. Arlington
you're thinking
pub.
Of Point Lonnie's. Bowen Heads?
No, Port Arlington pub.
Yeah. Point Lonnie's right
Port Arlington's got a really good pub.
Queenscliff. Cool. Queenscliff is beautiful down there.
Yep.
They play a Easter Saturday match. I might end up down there on the Easter weekend.
Who plays Queenscliff versus?
Mottawarri. The Warriors.
And the Queenscliff Barracudas.
Barracudas, that's great.
And they play their ground. The nickname of the ground is the Fishbowl because they're cooters and they're swimming around
that's
in the bowl.
That's fucking so good.
Yes.
The so cooters. Good.
I like that name.
Yes.
Well, we were talking about this earlier before you were late. What's the best team name you've heard in Adelaide, like a local footy team name? Does anything stand out in South Australia?
I think there's down to Lungo, I reckon there's the Seahorses.
The Seahorses?
Seahorses.
That's interesting.
The Dinga Sharks?
No, I like the Sharks.
Sharks is good.
I think Gold Coast should have been the Sharks. That's you don't have the Adelaide Churches, do you?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Let's put it out to the listeners. We're going to send in their best local footy team names.
Do we have any stock at the moment we can send out some hoodies and hats? Could we say, hey, send in your best names of teams and the best name gets a
And don't hoodie. Be making shit up.
Don't make it. It's good. We'll fact check it.
Yeah. We'd almost have like a bit of a the teams all have mumbling around. You can cut that.
No, we're not cutting here.
It's all raw.
Just go with it.
Like you know, sort of like a all the teams versus each other to the final.
Oh, a little bracket.
That's what it's called. Yeah,
round like of 16.
Yeah, so I was looking for that, but that could be cool.
This guy does it all. Love that.
The Clubby Olympics. We discuss that.
We will discuss that when we're up next week.
I'm not fucking doing the 2K time.
You are.
I'm not doing.
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.
Hey, before we finish, top threes. I know it's a family favourite segment. They listen to this with the family. Top three chocolates this week heading into Easter. What would you go?
I can see your notes here.
Oh, that
one of them's fucked.
So is this Easter chocolates or is it just chocolate in general?
I reckon like chocolate bars.
Okay.
Yeah,
righto. So do you want to kick
I'll go first. So I'm not doing this as a gag, but I'd have to say like playing golf, my number one snack and chocolate out there sometimes when it's hot is just a nice plain Cadbury bar.
Nah, that's good.
That's a simple, simple treat.
I did.
And it just melts in your mouth.
I did shit on you for the margarita pizza.
Yeah,
but I
gross.
Can get around you for plain old dairy chocolate.
Thank you.
I reckon it's a staple and it just plays well.
How do you feel about that, but with a little bit of flair?
Yeah.
A twirl.
Oh, no.
I love a twirl.
Twirls are...
It's just...
They're not it.
It's so nice. And it's better than a flake because a flake just crumbles in
Flakes
your hand.
Flakes are... They're clean. Flaky.
Yeah, very flaky.
Yeah, flaky.
Will,
number one, what's yours?
Tony's.
Oh, I know what he's saying.
I'm not a chocolate guy.
Yeah, but which one is that, though?
The orange one, salted caramel.
Yeah, so Tony's is like an organic... It's a hipster, like, very cool...
Yeah.
Hipster, you would have seen
Mate,
it.
It's sold at Mum's.
No, I know, but it's a cool... It almost looks like a Willy Wonka, like...
Yeah. Good branding.
It's Mum's cool. Like Tony's, yeah.
So I got introduced to it last week by Chloe, actually. She loves it, and haven't been able to get enough of it. to be honest, since.
Fantastic. Tony, there you go. William Taylor.
Taylor. I don't mind the original flavour of Marvelous Creations, which has got the...
is that the popping candy one?
Well, it's...
Are you talking about Nerd's Rope?
No, that's a candy.
That's fucking good, though.
That's very good. It's like, there's a little bit of popping candy. It's like jelly cubes and then...
You're talking about... I know what you're talking about.
Smarties.
Yeah, it's like Rocky Road, but yeah, it's got another version.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a kick to it, yeah.
Wow. Surprises.
It's interesting. D-Bomb?
Oh, I'm not sure how you guys are going to react to this.
Is it a Morrow?
I thought about it. It's just too controversial.
I don't mind a Morrow.
Will Swale looks like a Morrow guy.
He is a Morrow.
He's definitely a Morrow guy.
If we were a favourites box,
you're a
you'd
Morrow.
Be the Morrow.
No way.
You'd be a Morrow.
Cherry Ripe. Yeah.
That's not much better.
I actually like Cherry Ripe, to be fair.
Fruit and Nut.
Fruit and Nut.
Yeah.
It's like what you get at your nan's house. Yeah. And you're like, Nan.
You don't really
Nan
want
loves the pineapple
up.
Squares. And
oh, yeah.
She's like, just have the fruit.
I don't
nut,
know.
Just,
yeah, it's
really
healthy.
Like it.
It's healthy.
It's not, good for you.
I don't want the strawberries.
Mate,
that.
Fruit and Nut, I'd rather, honestly, throw it out. That sucks.
Mm. Yeah. You're probably right. But
it's
I
a
like
shit
it.
Flavor.
Dylan, what's your second?
I'd say my number two is Kit Kat.
Okay.
Just the original Kit Kat.
Wafer in a chocolate.
It's funny because I don't actually love the wafer part of it, but there's something about the Kit Kat. It's like a time of the year thing for me. When that's on, it's on.
How do you eat it?
I just take a bite into it.
Oh, you see?
No, I like to break them off.
He cuts the middle part out and just eats it
just
from the middle.
Straight away. Just...
The other wheel. What's your second?
Real
it's
power
all,
play
it's
that.
Also a time
the
of
other
year
wheel.
Thing, but the Cadbury crunchy Easter egg. You know, like the collaboration.
Yeah.
Well, this would be the time of the year for it.
It'd be a great time of the year.
Mm. So I'm not, like I said, not a chocolate guy, but.
Yeah, you've said that.
Twice now.
Yeah. It is a good chocolate, though. Well, it is. I'll be fair. It is a good chocolate.
It is a great
I'm
chocolate.
I'm giving a lolly for my third.
That's not allowed.
That's not the
top it's literally three. Not the rules.
It's cannot not in do the top that. Three, so you can't do that.
Not the rules. My number two is a boost, whether it's in the block form or in the chocolate bar.
Wow.
A
boost.
Yeah.
You and Kit Kat.
I like the little crispy bits in the boost. Yeah. Tastes nice.
Okay.
What do you got, Dil?
My third... is a little bit of an interesting one, but
I can see it.
I know you
can
see it.
It's fucked up.
But I just want you to bear with me on this. Have you ever had a Bubble O' Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the chocolate on the back of the Bubble O' Bill?
Yep.
How good is that?
It's pretty thin.
Yeah, but it's the best chocolate. I'm telling you, man. I've known this for like 30 years. That is the best chocolate on the back of a Bubble O' Bill you can get.
So do they sell that chocolate in store?
No, you've got to eat the Bubble O' Bill to get it, though. But
it's an ice cream.
Take it off the back.
it's an ice cream.
I'm not talking about the ice cream. I'm talking about the chocolate on the back of it.
Okay, well, I choose the white chocolate on the Magnum.
Technically, you can do that. Technically, you can do that in this.
Oh, yeah. My God, Dylan, you've just bent the
rules. Well, okay, if I'm not allowed that one, I want a Kinder Surprise, but the egg, not the bar. Yep.
The egg, yeah, okay. That's fair enough. You say you don't like the Kinder Buenos.
No.
I like a Kinder Bueno. They're tasty.
Do you like saying Bueno?
Bueno.
You know what I hate?
What?
Ferrero Rochers.
Yeah, Mum... I don't mind the Ferrero Rochers, but Mum has the Raffaello's, which are like the white ones.
Yeah, they
and they come in like separate like balls. They're packaged up.
Yeah,
and she'll just like pop them open like it's.
She loves them.
Yeah, like she's about to roll a dart, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you know what else is shit?
What?
Toblerone.
Yeah, I can get around that.
You're killing me here. I love Ferrero Rochers. Love Toblerone.
Toblerone's one of those ones. Like I feel like you always for Christmas, maybe 5 years ago when you were like a kid, you'd get maybe 10 years ago, you'd get. Either a box of Ferrero Rochers or a Toblerone, and I'll just be like, fucking hell.
It's always like a novelty size too.
Oh, it's the novelty size ones in the airport. Every time I'm walking through the airport, I'm a little bit anxious, but if I can see Toblerone in the duty-free...
It just calms you a bit.
Yeah. I'm calm again. My number one, chocolate bar, Snickers. It's just good.
I like a Snickers.
Bit of nougat.
I'll pay it.
Bit of nut.
Nougat.
Nougats, nougat.
Bit of nougat, bit of chocolate nougat.
All right, Will, cap us off here.
On the theme of nougat,
yeah,
a nougat honey roll.
Honey roll.
I don't know, again, if that's a chocolate bar or not.
I can get around it.
What is
it? You know those chocolate boxes?
Them.
There's about 50.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's such a Morrow thing to say.
It's a Morrow thing to say. Just admit it's Morrow, man.
It's so Morrow.
Just admit it's Morrow.
Should we go around the room now and say who everyone in the office is as a favourite? I reckon you're...
But there's a couple of variations.
I'd have to be
a cherry ripe.
I feel like I'd be maybe
flake.
I'd be the most desired. So you'd have to be the Cadbury with a bit of caramel in it, I think.
The Caramello.
Caramello.
Yeah. Oh, actually, can I go back? One more chocolate I really like. I'll take out the last one.
It is your podcast.
Thank you. It's a Top Deck Freddo. So half white, half chocolate.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. And you take a bite. You go bite there, mix it in. Then you put the other bit in. It's just like
so good.
Can I give an honourable mention?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feel like I might cough a bit of heat for this.
It's not Moro, is it?
Go on. It's Turkish delight, isn't it?
How do you guys feel about an aero bar?
I've never been near one.
Yes, they're good.
I've never been near them.
They're the mint
one.
Yeah,
I could get around.
I actually used to like those back then, and they like got the
bubbly
in them. Yeah, yeah. I definitely had a period on those.
There's so many variations of the favourite box now, though. So
you've got to go the original, the ones with like crunchy, flake, dream,
picnic.
Gold, like dark chocolate.
Yeah, gold. I'm not, dark
chocolate. See, this is one thing. Juz loves dark chocolate, and I don't like dark chocolate. Like, it's really hard to.
I reckon Moff is a dream white chocolate. And that's
a bit of Moff love today.
Yeah, a lot there of Moff love.
It is a Moff pod. Moff love pod.
Yeah, we love him.
Because as well as the Caramello, the white chocolate is loved.
Mm. What would Zach be?
Original Dairy Milk chocolate. Because he gets the job done, and there's no questions
any day,
about
it's just
it.
Like, let's just do it. Let's get it done.
He comes in, gets it done, no questions about it.
No fuss.
And everyone appreciates it. Everyone's like,
you know, no one can argue that that's a valuable chocolate.
Yeah, I'd probably be the Turkish delight because I just get thrown out with the rest of the rubbish.
What would Sean be?
Oh.
Like a picnic, maybe.
Yeah, he's
bulky.
Yeah, that's. I don't know.
Bulky.
Your ones in there that you like. They're in the pack. The
Marvelous Creation. Yeah, they just snuck in recently.
Yeah, I reckon that's you because you just have everything.
Yeah, a bit of a new kid on the block.
Yeah,
just making my way into the box.
So, Will, how often are you having a Moro each week?
Why do you love Moro so much?
It's not me, Will. It's Swales.
Swales.
Maybe Baldy. I know what Baldy is. He's an old gold.
Old gold.
Says it in the name, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I think we've carried on a bit.
Good chocolate pod.
Yeah, good chocolate pod. Thanks so much, guys and girls. Make sure you email in at mailbag@dylanfriends.com or...
Best local footy team names. Have we got any prizes?
Yeah, we've got a hoodie. Yeah, hoodie and a cap.
We'll announce best that next prize. Week.
And I'll give them a random football card as well.
Hey, we're going to do the mini from Adelaide next week.
We're doing it in Nalinga.
Aldinga.
Aldinga. Will, Swale, how'd you go? Did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah. I've walked in with a few nerves.
Yeah.
But settled.
How long were you sitting in the car waiting?
I ran straight up, mate.
Just enough for his morrow to melt
something
his
we
hand
need to talk
a little
about
bit.
Next week with,
you know, walk.
With Will Swale in Adelaide as well about his nickname, that we need to work out what the legalities around his contract. Have we signed it yet that he can't walk?
Stay
so
tuned.
If
I've told Darcy, I know you're going to throw me in it and I'll walk.
Well, wait.
He said to me, like, he warned me, he said, mate, I can't promise anything because he will do it. But
I know what's going to happen.
He did tell me he's got the last laugh with edits. So
we'll see what happens.
The suspense.
Yeah. Do you know what Will's nickname is?
No idea. It's not Suv, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's not Suv. Sorry, mate. It's Suvlaki.
Chicken Wednesday, Slovakia today.
Anyway. Something to do with Adelaide. Something that's very well known in Adelaide that on his first day he mentioned about 15 times that he...
Villies?
His best mates with.
Yeah.
Will.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can say it because we'll beep it out this week, but you know what it is?
It's
A lot of shit.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. To make sure you're following us on Instagram @DylanFriends, on TikTok @DylanFriends, and if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@DylanFriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, IllyXX. Thank you so much. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify. The e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.